Hey, this is Nisu. Welcome back to my podcast. I just got off of work and I'm, just want to drop a jewel on you right real quick. Make this kind of interesting for you to hear. If you don't know, now you know. Let's get into astrology real quick. Right? So, we all know that there's four elements. Air, fire, earth, and water. There's no different in astrology. There's four elements, 12 signs, 3 signs per element, okay? Right? And it's broken up into, it's further broken up into masculine signs and feminine signs. So there's 6 masculine signs and 6 feminine signs. Okay, air and fire, those are masculine energies. Water and earth, those are feminine energies. Okay, so Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, that's earth. Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, that's water. Water and earth are feminine energies. The female energies, okay? So you have Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, right? Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries, right? Those are masculine signs. And when you see this in your chart, if you look at your birth chart, if you know, your birth chart in astrology, right? You can have different signs with different elements in different planets. Okay, for example, my sun is in Virgo, right? I was born in September 12th. Okay, so my sun being in Virgo, that's an earth sign. And that's, female energy, right? That comes with that sign. Okay? And then I have my Mars in Leo, and Leo's fire, that's a masculine sign, right? So I'm just letting you know that when you look at astrology, there's different signs and different elements, and they're either masculine or feminine, depending on that sign, right? So if you're a female and you have a lot of air and fire in your chart, that means you have a lot of masculine energy in your chart. Right, and it plays out differently depending on the placement. Right.